The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and you are not afraid with any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell in them with understanding, giving honor to their wife as the weaker vessel and as being here together of the grace of life, that your prayer may not be hindered. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion of one another, love as brothers, but be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him return away from the evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who would do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Do not love the world or the things in the world passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.